Halloween. Halloween is such a special day. It's become one of the most important special days of the year. Yet, it's not a holiday. I, for one, am in favor of making it a national holiday. You may ask why. Here are my reasons. Think about what Halloween does. It gives each one of us a chance to be someone or something different for one day of the year. This has to be good for our mental health. A little escapism, right? Think about what the day does for children. For weeks in advance, the young ones are trying to decide what they're going to be this Halloween. Then there is the process of getting the costumes and the makeup required. On Halloween night, nothing matches the pure joy of going house to house, dressed in their costumes, trick-or-treating. Think what the day does for families. It has father and or mother walking with the little ones as they go house to house. What a great time together, one that is remembered for a long time. This applies even today, where in some neighborhoods, people, instead of walking, are driving their cars to local church parking lots where they're opening up their trunks so that children can do trunk-or-treating in a more safe environment. Think what the day means for candy producers in this country. This one day represents 10% of their annual sales. It's a big day. I was worried about whether we might have some supply chain shortages this year, but apparently that has not surfaced. Or if it did, I've not been made aware of it. I was particularly concerned about my favorite candy, Almond Joy, but more about that later. Think about what this day does for pumpkins and our appreciation of them. Holy cow, this day forces us to all realize the many ways that we can enjoy this wonderful plant. For decorations, for carving, for hollowing out, for eating. Pumpkins to me are the surest sign that we're in the autumn season. And don't you love their orange color? An interesting fact. Pumpkins are actually a fruit. The reason being that scientifically speaking, anything that starts from a flower is botanically a fruit. And think about the creativity this day stimulates as millions of homeowners decorate their homes to celebrate the day. I was recently in Sleepy Hollow, New York, and the decorations there are something to behold. Think about the fact that this day brings us all together. There is no far-right political view of Halloween. There is no far-left political view of Halloween. As far as I know, we can all agree that this day is a wonderful tradition that has no political connotations. And then think about the really interesting legends that surround Sleepy Hollow. As first described by Washington Irving some 203 years ago, I, for one, can't get enough of the Headless Horseman, Ichabod Crane, the Old Dutch Church, and the Sleepy Hollow Cemetery, to name a few. My daughter, son-in-law, and their two children live in Sleepy Hollow, some 30 miles north of New York City. My granddaughter was recently baptized in the Old Dutch Church. Clearly, Sleepy Hollow has a special spot in my heart. Need I go on? I hope that you will agree that I have made the case for making Halloween a national holiday.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit neilstrips.com. That's neilstrips.com. Like the podcast? Help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.